Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we are all set up here in Butte, America. Aaron Flint, great to be with you on this. I can't believe it's already Thursday morning. My goodness. We have, you know, it's a big task to do one show on the road just in 1 week, but to do four shows on the road, especially 4 hours every day. Although we had John Jackson, the Joker, from Twitter helping us out a little bit, re-racked a little bit of audio for you. But I think today, let's just do the whole 4 hours live. Maybe there's some things that we can share with you that we haven't gotten a chance to share yet. But yeah, great to be here in Butte. We are broadcasting live all morning long here, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. We are at the brand new Brett's RV and Marine location here in Butte. So the south end of town. Come on out and see us. If you're listening to KXTL Radio here, Southwest Montana's news talk leader, come on in and see us. Yeah, because we're going to be here all morning long. I think we're going to have Colt Anderson drop by later today. They got a big sports camp for the kids that's starting here in Butte. In fact, I checked in with one of my Butte friends who now lives in the Missoula area, and their kids are going to be in that Colt Anderson camp here starting, I think, was later today, or will the kids show up tomorrow? We'll find out here later this morning. Plus, we got David Noble. He's going to be back in studio. You know, he joins us every Thursday for the most unwoke hour of the week is John Jackson. See, I'm still getting rolling. I haven't had my full cup of coffee yet here, but it's the woke update of the week, but it's kind of turned into the all woke all the time update because the world's going so crazy right now, hasn't it? So, but David Noble will be back in studio in the 7 o'clock hour. So he'll be joining us here in the 7 o'clock hour. But, yeah, definitely. I want to have microphones open here, especially from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. But man, just like Jim and Great Falls showed up yesterday in the 6 o'clock hour, you can show up, surprise us here in the 6 o'clock hour of the program as well. Debate night tonight. Man, you know, doing the show from Butte this morning, and then this afternoon and around lunchtime, we're going to be up at Metals Sports Bar. So if you're looking for some lunch, we're going to have some free gift cards for you, paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana, starting around 11:30 this morning at Metals. And so come see us there. And then we're hitting the road to Bozeman because tonight we've got our border security rally in Bozeman. And then right after that, they are going to do a debate watch party. The big debate is tonight. Joe Biden, Donald Trump. So that big debate is taking place tonight. Yeah, we are right now at Brett's RV and Marine here, 5200 Harrison Avenue. And man, the moment I pulled up, I was like, wow, they got some inventory here. In fact, they got a nice pontoon boat right up front that would be fun to take to Georgetown Lake here later today or heading into the weekend. But yeah, the border security rally taking place in Bozeman later tonight. For those of you listening to 1450 KMMS right now, or heck, if you're listening in Butte and want to drive over to Bozeman for the border security rally, the details go to SecureBorderSecureMontana.com. And then they're gonna show, you can be there with all your friends, and they're gonna do a debate watch party for the debate between Joe Biden and Donald J. Trump. All right, lots to talk about this morning here. I've been combing through the news. Our producer Travis has been snagging some best of audio from what's big in the news this morning as well. So lots to get to back live from Butte right after this.
Securing America.
Several weeks after President Biden took executive action to limit illegal migrant crossings at the southern border, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the measures are having a positive effect.
Across the entire southern border, Border Patrol encounters have dropped by over 40%.
Mayorkas was in Tucson, Arizona Wednesday.
We are imposing stricter consequences for those who cross the border without authorization.
However, the recent killings of a Maryland mother of five and a 12-year-old girl from Houston, in which illegal migrants are the suspects, the arrests of eight Tajikistani nationals with ties to ISIS, and a new report that DHS has identified over 400 people brought to the U.S. by an ISIS-affiliated smuggling network all raise concerns. Mayorkas says,
if an individual is of concern from a national security or a public safety perspective, they are a priority for detention.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partial sun, along with some scattered showers and storms developing around the area today, especially in the afternoon. High temperatures will range from the mid and upper 70s in Bozeman to around 90 in the Billings area. For tonight, scattered showers and storms are early, followed by lows in the mid-40s in Bozeman to the mid-50s in Billings. Sunshine Friday, upper 60s to mid-70s. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, we got a great show coming up for Thursday's Montana Talks. We're going to be broadcasting live from the brand new Brett's RV and Marine location in Butte. I'll be at Brett's RV in Butte as early as 6 a.m. if you want to come down and say hi. Of course, we'll take you statewide with Montana Talks live from Brett's RV in Butte from 9 to 10. And then a fun event at Metals Sports Bar for lunch. And then we head to Bozeman for a Thursday night Border Patrol rally. Montana Talks statewide, 9 to 10.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, let's talk to the boss man here. This is great. Actually, I first met this guy at the Billings location out there in Lockwood for Brett's RV and Marine. And in fact, actually, it was cool. I was talking with Jeff out there. You know, if you ever need fishing tips, I shouldn't even be telling you this. I should not be telling you this. Because if you go see Jeff at the Brett's RV and Marine in Billings, he's going to tell you where all the good fishing spots are. And, man, so I shouldn't even be telling you guys this because now he's going to tell you. And then that's all right. We'll all be there. It'll all be a bunch of friends gathered in one spot. But I was talking with Jeff one time. I think we were actually doing a live remote out there one Friday evening at the Brett's RV in Billings, and he said, "Hey, you got to meet Brad over here. Brad's a military veteran. I know you're a veteran." And man, it's been so fun this week. We've been catching up with so many great veteran entrepreneurs, business owners, or guys running businesses, guys managing businesses, and it's been so great to run into so many of our fellow veterans. But Brad Elkins here, yeah, remember, you're a Air Force JTAC veteran, which is a crazy job. So thanks for your service. Great to see you as always.
Thanks, Aaron. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah. Man, what's it like being in Butte?
You know, Butte is the hidden gem of Montana. I moved here about a year ago to help this store get off the ground, and I absolutely fell in love with the place. It's an amazing place.
Great town, great people. And, you know, if you like camping and boating, I mean, you are surrounded by opportunity right here.
There's literally nowhere you can go where you can't find a good place to camp or boat. I heard the fishing and hunting around here is amazing. I haven't got to experience it just yet. But Jeff, a good friend of mine, one of my best friends out of Billings, has all the secret spots in this area as well. Even though my friend has been here very much.
Yeah. So I'm playing around with my equipment here, and my producer Travis is telling me, Tim and Savage is telling me that he's picking me up very well. I did a little bit of a different configuration on my equipment this morning, so that's why it's good to get rolling here in the 6 o'clock hour, get everything all rolling hot. But my producer Travis is telling me he's having trouble hearing my other microphone, so I wonder if it's because of this configuration that I've got right now. Because I'm hearing you great, but if Travis isn't hearing you, that tells me that Tim and Savage may not be hearing you too well either. So, but that's all right, because what I can do, hold that thought, Brad Elkins, we'll come back out to you here after our farm and ranch report. So, yeah, he's got coffee ready down here for us, though, and, we got plenty of time to catch up with Brad. But, yeah, Air Force, a JTAC veteran, which, man, if you guys know, those guys do some crazy training. They're a great capability. And then he also went through Army Ranger School as well. And he's, what are you, about 6'3"? 6'5"? Good night. Although I met a guy in Billings, that's a guy from Laurel, that's got you beat. This guy's like 6'10 or 6'11". Man, it was crazy. We were a top sandwich company doing one of our events out on the town. And I was like, holy cow, man, this guy is tall. And I think he might have been a JTAC. I think he was a Marine Corps JTAC.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is. They must just recruit a bunch of tall guys to be JTACs, I guess. Yeah, you can look over the mountainside. Let's see. So I think I've got an idea for what will get us all squared away here. I think I've got an idea, so don't worry. We'll get all these microphones up and running. If not, I'll plug in a the old fixed microphone. They do it old school here, so that should work for us. All right, let's see. Yeah, I don't know why my mic won. Yeah, Tim and Savage says the same thing. The other mic sounds like it's far from the mic, but it sounds great in my headset here. So, anyway, let's see. That's why I should have done all four mic checks during the actual break there, shouldn't I? Let me see. Okay, well, I troubleshoot things from here. Travis, let's see. What do we have? We got some clips we can roll back there for you. What do we have ready? What do you think we should run, Travis, for a couple minutes here before we get to the next break? I think we have a debate preview. Isn't there like a debate preview from a special report that I think we can roll? If you can, Travis, you queue up that. Give me a message on our chat bar there if you're able to roll that one here for a couple of minutes. Okay, I'm not... You got it? Okay, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and run it for us, Travis. Thanks.
Former President Trump says he got good reviews during debates last cycle when he was more tempered, so he's going for that again tomorrow night. And Biden's team has reportedly been teeing up jabs to get him angry about his 2020 election loss and January 6th. But Biden also wants to appear as the adult in the room, so some of the psychological warfare is playing out ahead of time. The DNC says it put up billboards around Atlanta welcoming former President Trump as a convicted felon as a sign of Southern hospitality, finding ways to get under Trump's skin, a key goal for Team Biden staffers, according to an NBC report. But if past is prologue, the president will also have to mind his own temper.
Who is on your list, Joe?
We have ended this segment. We're going to move on to the second segment.
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it? Keep yapping, man.
On day six at Camp David, with at least 16 advisors, Biden's reportedly been holding mock debates in an airplane hangar and movie theater converted to a stage as Trump opts out of formal preps in favor of campaign trail policy talks.
He understands his policies. He understands his jobs. He doesn't need to be caught up in Camp David or wherever for 6 or 7 days cramming for a test.
All right, everybody, you're on with the president.
At a roundtable for black business leaders in Atlanta, Trump predicted unfair treatment tomorrow night.
Am I going to get a fair? Probably not. But it would be very good for CNN. They're having a lot of ratings problems. I think it would be very good for CNN, actually, in terms of its credibility. It'll be interesting to see.
The Biden campaign is also organizing on the ground and using Republican voices.
I've been very impressed that the Biden campaign has recognized that there are gettable Republicans out there. And we're defending democracy. You're welcome, no matter what your political stripes are.
Trump's expected to hit Biden hard on two vulnerabilities, the economy.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Today's biggest media story yesterday looking like a colossal screw-up by the Supreme Court. According to Bloomberg News, the decision in a case involving Idaho hospitals was briefly, and the court says, inadvertently posted on its website before being taken down. But Bloomberg reporting that the court was at least moving in the direction of allowing or requiring emergency abortions if the woman's life was at stake in Idaho hospitals, but on technical grounds. But now I'm thinking, this never happens. And it was, of course, the colossal leak of the Dobbs decision overturning Roe v. Wade that shattered court precedent. Now, this also has to do with abortion. Could it possibly be the same source? The idea that it's just a coincidence, I'm not sure I'm buying. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, with one of the biggest grilling days of the year, the 4th of July, just around the corner now, inflation is leading U.S. consumers to look for ways to save money on meat and other ingredients that make up the traditional summer barbecue. Yet, experts from Rabobank say consumers are still willing to pay for an experience that leads to good memories for their families. Tom Bailey, senior consumer foods analyst at Rabobank, says that the consumer is waving the white flag on food inflation, and for good reason. That's because in the past 5 years, there has been an increase in prices due to agricultural industry effects from severe drought, higher restaurant overhead and wages, rising interest rates, geopolitical crises, and higher inflation throughout the entire supply chain. This, they say, has led to a food cost increase of 27% from 2019 to the end of 2023, adding another 2.4% for 2024 leads to 32% inflation during the past 5 years. Now, even with all this said, the overall cost of ingredients for a barbecue cookout this year for 10 people is under $100, but likely for the last time coming in at $99. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Growers across the region have successfully planted another Molson Coors barley crop, and before too long, combines will be rolling through the golden ripe fields. Hi, this is Bob Strecker from Bighorn, Montana. Bill Coors coined the phrase, barley is to beer as grapes are to wine, and he's right. And it's true, there is a little bit of Colorado, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming barley in every Coors Banquet and Coors Light. We are proud to raise barley from Molson Coors, a company known for always supporting farmers and rural America. Always drink responsibly.
Cattle producers, Cattle Country Video will host its High Plains Showcase sale from Laramie, Wyoming on Tuesday, July 2nd, 9 a.m. Mountain Time. Sale takes place at UW's Marion Rochelle Gateway Center, offering just over 31,000 head. 28,000 will be yearling steers and heifers, 2,200 calves, and 110 bred heifers. Sale also broadcasts live on YouTube at Cattle Country Video. View sale and bid online via Cattle USA. For more information and video previews, visit CattleCountryVideo.com. Well, this week, the USDA announced improvements to the Camelina Pilot Crop Insurance Program for the 2025 and succeeding crop years. RMA is expanding coverage options by allowing enterprise units and increasing maximum coverage levels. In addition, RMA is aligning planting dates with winter wheat for the Southern Plains. Now, the pilot program is available to producers in select counties in Kansas, Montana, and North Dakota. It's also available by written agreement in select non-program counties in Colorado, Idaho, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Oregon, Texas, and Washington. And finally this morning, according to the American Sheep Industry Association, just as predators put faith in livestock guardian dogs to protect their flocks, the U.S. sheep industry has for two decades counted on ASI's Guard Dog Fund to assist those fighting legal battles on behalf of the entire sheep industry. ASI President Brad Boner of Wyoming says such predators to the industry in recent years include an attempt to close one of the industry's oldest and most important lamb processing plants, challenges to public lands grazing, restrictions on predator control, and unregulated lamb imports. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Now, Travis, let me know if you're hearing me okay now with this new microphone that I plugged in. You know, you always got to try to, it's like if you got one, you got none. You always got to have a backup plan for everything. We got Brad Elkins now with us, now mic'd up, because you're going to want to hear this guy. Isn't that kind of funny that we got a JTAC here? See, I needed you to hook up my comms.
Yeah, it's not like the old PSC-5s or the PRC-118s. You know, this looks a little more advanced than what I'm used to.
Yeah, well, hey, man, tell us, just describe this this great location you've got now for the brand-new Brett's RV and Marine location here in Duke, because obviously Brett's RV and Marine, you know, a lot of, you know, Montana-owned, Montana family, you know, we've all known these guys for years, but, you know, Missoula, they've had Billings, and now Butte. You know, you think, well, Missoula's not too far down the road, but man, it makes a big difference having a spot right here.
It really does. So Butte's in a perfect location. We're in a crossroads for almost anybody who's coming through Montana. So there's a lot of traffic that comes this way, and a lot of people from all parts of the country that happen to pass by Butte. We're pretty fortunate to be here.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned earlier how cool it is. I'm running into fellow military veterans everywhere I go. I mean, that's Montana. There's over 100,000 of us. But what I like to see is, man, people that got good careers going, economic success, because, you know, that's what I think all of us want. You know, when you get out of the military, get home from a deployment or whatever, it's like, okay, now how are we going to take care of our families? what does life hold next? So it's so great to see so many folks successful like you. You're the general sales manager here.
You're so right. It's so often people are wondering, how do I transition? What does my life look like after the military? The military becomes everything about you, sort of your DNA. And so to be able to find success after the military, and maybe even in jobs you don't necessarily consider, and have success helping yourself, your family, and other families grow and be prosperous, it's a pretty good feeling.
Yeah. And tell us about some of that inventory you got out there. I mentioned earlier, no, there's a nice pontoon out front. It'd be fun to take over to Georgetown Lake here a little later.
So we're very fortunate. Currently, we're on a five-acre lot, but we just bought 24 or 25 acres next door. So we're going to have the full complement of the Brett's inventory, everything from Brinkley to Grand Design, Ember. We're going to have Confluences. We're going to have everything that Keystone has to offer, Barletta pontoon boats. We're going to have any kind of boat you want to surf, you want to fish, you want to just float around. We're going to have every single thing the Brett's inventory has at our disposal here in Butte.
And then you got the camper right there, so you don't have to, go somewhere else. You can just, park the boat and then camp and enjoy it, and then come and go on the water when you please.
With as many lakes and rivers that surround this beautiful community, it's going to be impossible for you not to find the place to go camping and fishing.
All right, let's see. I think Travis, maybe he looks like he might just be skipping the the Fox News update here. All right, if the audio is a little rough right now, I know people are hearing us because I can hear us on KXTL in the background right now, but that might be giving us a little bit of feedback too. But I've got one more idea for how I can make the audio even more clear here. So can I be like an honorary JTAC if I get this all squared away here in a couple minutes?
I'll make some phone calls. I mean, no promises, but I'll see what I can do for you.
I don't want to have stolen valor or anything going on here, man. They'll have me be doing push-ups and more. All right, let's see. And man, you first got here. You moved over from the Billings location, what, about a year ago? And then, can I say this on the radio? You were thinking of, okay, you're going to do a little bit here and then move off to another location. And you're like, no, I'm going to stay in Butte.
So they asked me if I would like to come out and help this store get off the ground. June 21st was our year anniversary of me being here and this store being open. They wanted me to come here, develop this place, get it up and running, and then go to our brand new Spokane location, which would be our largest location with the largest showroom in the Pacific Northwest. I fell in love with Butte and asked if I could stay, and they graciously allowed me to.
Yeah, well, it's great to be here, and thanks so much for hosting us here this morning. We already have one gentleman come in, and he's off to work right now. And I said, hey, you want to join us on the microphone? And he said, no, you know what? I just wanted to stop in and say hi. Love having the show here in Butte, especially having you on here in the early morning hours now, too. And it was kind of cool. He said he, grew up in, the South, and then he was over in Washington State. And he said, man, I had to get the heck out of there. Came to Butte, like so many people, these refugees that are fleeing some of these other states that are feeling right at home. Right here in Butte, America. And so, yeah, I'm seeing a lot of those folks as I travel around. And then, and then they're going to want to get out and enjoy the great outdoors like the rest of us here in Montana as well. What was it like being a JTAC? I keep saying JTAC, but there's probably some listeners out there like, Aaron, I don't know what a JTAC is. Tell me what a JTAC does.
So essentially, JTAC is a certification. My job was called TACP, Tactical Air Control Party. Essentially, I was attached to frontline units, whether it be infantry, armor, or special operations groups, and I effectively would call in airstrikes for things that unit couldn't handle organically. So basically identifying targets and eliminating them for the good of the mission.
Yeah, I know some Army guys who've had JTACs with them, they'll tell you what a great capability these guys are. It's great to be here. All right, let's see. Again, coming up tonight, the big debate between Joe Biden and Donald J. Trump. Hannity had a great monologue. I know we'll have a Hannity commentary coming up here a little bit later this hour. But, I mean, Hannity just made the point. Does anybody in America feel like CNN, fake news CNN, is going to give any sort of fair treatment to Donald J. Trump whatsoever, especially when they have Jake Tapper on there? And we've all seen how bad Jake Tapper has been. I mean, cutting Donald Trump off mid-air. I played the montage for you earlier this week. But man, he's been like quarantined all week long doing debate prep. It sounds like from the news I've been seeing, they're trying to get him to practice these one-liners. So how painful will it be? Or, you know, have they set the bar so low that, you know, that they'll make it look like a success for Joe Biden? We'll see. How painful could it be? You guys know how painful things can be because you've got pain in your knees. Some of you got pain in your back. You got pain in your hips. Well, let me tell you about QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics has hundreds of clinics all across America, but they're now boots on ground here in Montana. And what they do is they take the healing properties that are already in your body, put them directly into your achy joints. So they get you back up moving again, and hopefully you can get out there and, you know, enjoy that hike that we've been talking about out there in the mountains, or enjoy that round of golf that you've been dodging. You can get a free consultation from QC Kinetics to see if this will work for you. Give them a call, 406-201-6263. Again, that's QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263 for that free consultation. Yeah, hips, knees, back, you name it. But what they really want to do is find you a way, an alternative to surgery, an alternative to drugs. Okay, we'll be back right after this.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Have you ever had a windfall, an inheritance from a relative you hardly knew, an unexpectedly high tax refund? Or maybe, no, almost certainly, a stimulus check coming in for the government. The only thing that dampens the joy of extra cash is the certainty that it will not continue. Yet many of us have trouble bringing our spending back down when that reality arrives. So it may be for some crucial pieces of the economy in the coming months as the sugar high of stimulus spending fades and reality returns. Banks have enjoyed high deposits from households and businesses stashing away their extra cash. State governments had a surge in revenues and record budget surpluses. And stock markets kept going up in the low interest rate environment where that was the only place to earn a return. A return to normality will be a big change, but it's rapidly upon us. Montana's revenues are flat, stock markets are choppy, and extra cash is disappearing fast from bank vaults everywhere. Reality is arriving. I'm Patrick Brady.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Have you received a special offer for cash for signing up for an investment or bank account? Currently, there's some welcoming bonuses ranging from $200 to $5,000. But before you take the plunge, you need to make sure the bonus you're considering is worth the effort. The keys to the value of a sign-up bonus is the length of time you have to hold the account, charges for early withdrawal, and your risk tolerance. Oftentimes, you might be able to make more with something like a high-interest savings account. When opening an account with a new bank, review the ongoing fees or requirements to maintain the account. Another thing to consider is the cost worth it to switch everything over from your current bank. If you're paying fees at your bank, you might consider seeing what other options are out there. But keep in mind that the requirements to earn the bonus should also be achievable without you having to make excessive deposits or maintain an unreasonably high minimum balance. Bottom line, the new account should be a good fit for your long-term needs. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Democracy 24.
Ahead of the CNN presidential debate in Atlanta, Trump campaign surrogates held a Black American business leader's barbershop roundtable, and the former president himself called in to take some questions. He said as all the legal cases against him have unfolded, his popularity with minorities increased.
The buck stops. The best is that it just beat Elvis Presley and Frank Sinatra by a lot, by the way. By a lot.
Over at the Georgia Capitol building, Biden surrogates held a media availability with two Republicans, including former Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who endorsed President Biden Wednesday.
So whatever the campaign asked me, certainly I'd be open to doing it. I want to make sure that Republicans particularly understand you don't have to agree with everything Joe Biden says, but this is about defending the greatest country in the world.
The debate starts at 9 p.m. There will be no audience, and the microphones will be cut off depending on whose turn it is to speak. Jessica Grossenthal, Fox News.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Travis, I am still troubleshooting some stuff back here. So, Travis, I know we got some backup audio we can roll for just a quick few minutes here. So, Travis, yeah, I thought I just had it up ready to roll here. Oh, he's got something ready to go. We recently, I think we had a Congressman Ryan Zinke join us for basically a statewide town hall meeting here on Montana Talks. Travis, let's roll a little bit of that here, because I think I figured out exactly what I need to do to get my equipment running exactly as I want. I mean, as you can tell, I got a microphone working right now, so we can make it work. But I think I figured out what I got to do with my laptop here to get everything up and rolling right. So it's a good thing we get started dark and early here on Montana Talks. All right, yeah, Travis, roll a little bit of that back and forth with Congressman Zinke, some of the phone calls he took, some of the answers he gave, and then I'll be back with you in a few minutes.
Wow, this is great. You know, this is great. Somehow it all works out. Semper Gumby, always flexible. That worked overseas with the military, and it certainly works in statewide talk radio as well. Kind of funny. So I have been so busy. I'm planning so many different events for next week. I got so much stuff on my calendar for next week. We're going to be doing a show from Missoula on Monday. Then we're going to be in Kalispell on Tuesday. Then we're going to be in Great Falls on Wednesday. Then I'm going to be doing the show from Butte on Thursday morning. Then we'll head to Bozeman that same day for a Border Patrol rally. Then we'll be in Billings Friday, and we're having Border Patrol rallies every single one of those nights in those towns I mentioned next week. And so I'm putting all these things on the calendar for next week. I totally had a blank calendar for today, but then we realized, wait a minute, we've got Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke with us on the show for the full hour today. Congressman Zinke, great to have you on the show. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for taking phone calls. I think you're with us for the full hour too, right?
I am. Great to be with you, and great to be back in Montana. You know, yesterday I had a whitefish looking at mowing the lawn. It was raining, a little bit of sleet, a little of snow, light, you know, a little touch on the mountain. I go, you know what? Even rain, sleet, and snow is better than being in Montana than it is in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, you know, there was one day that I really wanted to be in Washington, D.C. It was the day that President Donald J. Trump was back on Capitol Hill. I know you were there. What did he say behind closed doors that you can share with folks across Montana?
You know what? It was delightful. He was in what I would say he was having fun. And I said, look, when he's going to come in, he's going to remind those in Congress that many have their seat because of Donald J. Trump. And I will say this election is as much of a movement than it is about a particular candidate. Donald Trump is leading this movement, but he had fun. You know, he was sharp. He was witty. Yeah, he was enjoyable to be around. You know, he talked about, hey, where we are in the polls on the issues. And he's willing to lean in and help candidates where he can. So it was a good message, you know, and he was just enjoyable to be around. He was a Donald J. Trump that I know well. And look, he's from New York, and I'll say this, we are from distinctly different backgrounds. You know, I'm Mr. Boy Scout, Mr. Outdoors, Mr. SEAL. You know, I'm not sure that Donald Trump's ever, you know, spent a night in a sleeping bag, but the CEO and a boss, he's great. And his vision for the country, I think, is spot on.
Well, of course, Donald Trump Jr. has. I mean, man, he's a big outdoorsman. He's been back here hunting and fishing several times, probably alongside you in the process. Okay, we'll take a quick break here on Montana Talks. We've got Congressman Zinke with us for the full hour, and the phone lines are open for you. We're taking your phone calls. Consider it a statewide town hall meeting where you get a chance to interact with the Western Montana District Congressman, former Trump Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. Well, let's start there. We've got Montana Western District Congressman Ryan Zinke on the phone lines, and of course, the St. Mary.
All right, thanks, Travis. Yeah, thanks, Travis, for running a little something there. Yeah, we can skip all the formalities on that. All right, I figured out what it was. Okay, yeah. Now we should be rolling hot here with all of these. Actually, Brad, come on over just to double check my microphones one more time. See, listeners are getting a look at live radio, and yeah, hop on mic two there, because now we should be okay. Yeah, now we should be rolling hot with my system as usual. Of course, it's one little button, right?
It's always one button.
So I turned, this is funny, just inside baseball stuff. So I was like, oh, wait, I know what I can do for my laptop. Because the main thing is I just got to get my laptop working. I need a new laptop here. But so then I turned off my USB audio. So that wasn't, you know, cranking out. But then that's what I needed when I got my alternative thing up and running. And so then I was like, ooh, this button right here. And then now we should be rolling good. So, yeah, I'll bet you had a few. How many years were you a JTAC in the Air Force?
So I did about 22 and a half total.
My goodness.
But about 10 and a half years as a JTAC. I actually retired as an OSI agent with with the Air Force. So Office of Special Investigations, like CID or NCIS.
Yeah, it's like the NCIS. A lot of people know NCIS, sure, the Navy Criminal from the TV show. But yeah, OSI is the Air Force. I think you and I talked about this before on a Veterans Day deal, because one of my favorite military coins that I ever got was an OSI. It was like an OSI detachment out of the UK, I think they were based out of. But they came and visited an operation we were doing. And so it was like one of the coolest coins I had. You know, their fancy logo on it and everything.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. Travis, you hearing us okay back there? Yeah, he says, yeah, you got the right button now. Okay. This is why I just talk on the radio and why I'm not an engineer. But usually I can figure it out when I'm out here on the road, but you know, we're kind of one man banding it, but you know, I want to get out. And so if you want to get out and travel the state, you got to be able to one man band it. And, that's what we've been doing here, sure, all week long. Then I'll be back in studio tomorrow. It'll be a lot easier, back, you know, taking phone calls and more like we always do.
Did I hear you're going to be at Metals after around lunchtime?
Yeah, come on up for lunch.
Great place. See the bartender there, Brittany. She's always very friendly. Great food, great people, great atmosphere.
It is, and it's always had great people. And speaking of veteran run, the guy who I think owner operator of Metals, also a military veteran.
I believe that is the case.
Yeah, I'll talk with him here later today too. But yeah, what we're doing, we've been doing this kind of all across Montana. Yesterday we went to the have you been to Great Falls much yet?
A couple times, but
yeah. So the Roadhouse Diner. Did you ever get into the Roadhouse Diner?
I have.
See, you had good intel.
Yeah.
So
very, very good.
So I was on Sheriff Jesse Slaughter's podcast, Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter. Of course, he's got his own pursuit podcast now. In fact, yesterday morning while I was live in Great Falls, I invited the sheriff over, but he's like, oh, I'm interviewing the governor for my podcast. So he couldn't make it over, but that's all right. But I was on his podcast a while back, long before you were governor. I one upped you on that one. But he also interviewed Tara Beam and her husband, who owned the Roadhouse Diner. And it's this like cool old log cabin. If you drove past it, you would think, oh, that's just some little house or some small business. You go in there, that place is packed wall to wall because they've gotten so many accolades on their burgers. Sure. And so I had the Winchester burger yesterday, which was just killer.
I can't remember which burger I had, but it might have been the Winchester, but it was an amazing burger. And you're right, you could drive by it and not even realize. Also, what a great name for a sheriff.
Slaughter.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's funny. So I did a story. If you want to see what my burger looked like, the story's on our Montana Talks website right now. But we had a King Kai Stewart, who is the bare knuckle fighting champion, the world champion. He just fought in Hollywood, Florida on Friday, and world champ yet again. He defended his title for the second time, so he's a three-time world champ in bare knuckle fighting. Even these, I mean, you and I would look at these UFC MMA fighters or these Fusion Fights fighters, and we'd be like, man, these guys are crazy. These guys are crazy. The UFC fighters look at guys like Kai Stewart that are doing bare knuckle fighting without gloves, and they're like, that's crazy.
It's a whole next level. I cannot even imagine.
So it was cool. So King Kai, as he's called, he comes over for a burger. And so it was just kind of funny that Sheriff Slaughter first told us and King Kai confirmed it.
That's right, yeah.
Roadhouse Diner. And then you need something like heavy metal rock.
Yeah.
Tommy O'Neill here in Butte could find some good rock music to go in background of that one. So have you gotten to meet Tommy O yet?
I have not.
You've got to meet Tommy. So Tommy is on, one of our sister radio stations here in Great Falls, and he's just a great guy. His brother is Rob O'Neill, the Navy SEAL who killed Osama bin Laden. And in fact, it was funny. Before I even knew who Rob O'Neill was, and before, you know, we had known that Rob O'Neill was, you know, the guy who killed Osama bin Laden, I was actually here at the Butte McDonald's right down the street. And Tommy came over afterwards, and we were doing a show just like this, and he's showing me these pictures, Paul McCartney on the field with the Redskins. And I'm like, man, how do you get to do all this, Tommy? He's like, well, my brother's an Navy SEAL, and he was in on the Captain Phillips mission. Right. And so I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. But I was the first to get Rob on the radio.
Really?
But Tommy was the first to get Tim Montana on the radio, so we both got a feather in our hats on that. All right, Brad, thanks for doing the mic checks with me here this
always
morning.
Always a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah,
thank you.
We can always talk pontoon boats and camping and everything like that. That's why we live in Montana. Get to do a job like this and still get a... In fact, I'm planning on taking my pontoon out Saturday. It's the first thing I'm doing after this statewide tour.
You earned it.
Taking the family out, getting on the water, loving Montana. All right, back after this, live from Butte, Brett's RV and Marine.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
What's worse? Is it that China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, that they would try to influence our elections? That's bad. And we cannot allow them to have the capacity and the capability of doing that. And if we allow that, that's on us, not on them. We should know that they're capable and they're going to try to do things like that. Or is it worse when you have 51 intelligence officials, former and apparently current, which I'll get to in a second, coordinating with the Biden campaign to discredit allegations about the Biden, Hunter Biden laptop, which turned out to be very real, of which none of them knew anything about that laptop. There was no examination by any of them of that laptop.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, are you ready to give your home a summer makeover without breaking the bank? Well, Blinds.com has you covered with their 4th of July early access sale. Now, shop huge discounts on premium, customizable window treatments. Now, you're going to love Blinds.com. I love them. They invented the better way to shop for energy-saving blinds and shutters and motorized options, and it's all online. And Blinds.com always has free professional design experts. They can help make a minor project like updating your window treatments that will have a major impact on your home's decor while keeping things simple, easy, and affordable. Also, you get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. And as always, you can rest easy because with Blinds.com, they have their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com and their huge 4th of July early access sale right now. Sizzling summer savings up to 50% off site-wide. Get up to 50% off, but only for a limited time when you go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bullet points.
What more will happen in federal courts regarding gun law and other rules outside of actual law? There's still a lot of analysis ongoing over the recent ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court in the case of Zaki Rahimi. The court upheld the idea of federal-level orders preventing people who are accused of but not yet convicted of domestic violence from possessing firearms. And the Garland v. Cargill ruling states the ATF banning of bump stocks was unconstitutional, leaving room for Congress to do it in the future. Senate Republicans blocked a bill to do just that. But the high court is also sending a different case back to a lower court to be re-ruled upon. In the Geddes v. ATF case, the D.C. Circuit Court ruled in favor of the ATF being allowed to ban bump stocks. Now, due to the Cargill decision, the Supreme Court is vacating it and wants the lower court to reassess. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we're rocking and rolling now here. I'm figuring out all my equipment. You know, there's always a little something I gotta tinker with this little laptop here. So, but that's all right. This will get the fire going for a software fix I'm looking to do on this laptop anyway. All right, that's inside baseball stuff. You guys don't care about that. Hey, I think we're going to have Colt Anderson drop by here in a few minutes. David Noble's going to be in studio. I might see if David Noble might want to just take over the microphone for about 20 minutes, and then I can actually record a conversation with Colt Anderson so we can share that with the rest of the state later this morning. Oh, yeah, the Grizz great former NFL player is going to pop in here, I think, in the next hour here to Brett's RV in Marine in Butte. And you can do the same. We're at 5200 Harrison Avenue in Butte. Travis, can you cue up the Joe Concha clip? We were talking about the presidential debate And you know, that's taking place tonight. Joe Biden, Donald Trump taking place tonight. They're going to have a watch party in Bozeman after our border security rally tonight as well. Yeah, Travis, give me the thumbs up on. Okay, he's got it ready. Yeah, roll the Joe Concha Insight debate preview.
But I am so interested in the amount of information we're getting from the Biden campaign on President Biden's strategy. Like, if we know that the zingers and one-liners are written in advance, that they just don't have the same effect. So what do you think about that? And also, what will you be looking for with both candidates tonight?
Well, greetings from Atlanta, and you're exactly right. Comedy only works. It only resonates, Carly and Todd, when you don't see it coming, right? And if we're hearing in advance the Biden campaign actually leaking that they have all these zingers ready, I know we live in a world that's built on viral sound bites and a media that loves like the burn book stuff as far as, ha, see, Biden won because he got in this barb against Donald Trump about being a convicted felon. I'm sorry. I think in the end, the issues will matter in terms of the contrast between Donald Trump and Joe Biden in terms of, do things cost a lot more than they did when Donald Trump was president? Yes, 20% on average. Is violent crime out of control in American cities to the point where people are moving out of places like California and New York for places like Florida and Georgia and Tennessee and Texas? Yes, they are. Have millions of people come across the border since Joe Biden took office, including hundreds of terrorists, according to the terror watch list? Yes, they have. Are we now embroiled in two wars and giving billions of dollars overseas? And do Americans like that very much? Not sure. So I could go through the litany here, but the bottom line is that if Joe Biden thinks that zingers are going to win a debate, maybe with the media, they'll celebrate it as, ha-ha, see, gotcha. But I think in the end, the people want to hear about the issues. And more importantly, and this nobody's really talking about this all that much, what is Joe Biden's plans for the next 4 years to make this country better than it is currently right now? We don't hear about the future all that much from this president. We only hear about how horrible Donald Trump is and saving democracy while trying to jail their opponent in doing so.
All right. We did have a message on our Montana Talks app earlier from David. Let's see. I didn't see where David was messaging us from. Maybe Big Timber. I'm not sure. But either way, David, thanks for the message. He says, I just had the mental image of Joe practicing for his debate. A little red plastic table, a little plastic chair, shape blocks, and a C, and say, hope you're ready for your big day, Joe. Well, that was the message on our Montana Talks app from David. Appreciate that. Yeah, David Noble will be in the house here coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of this show. If he doesn't, he's probably got several woke updates for us. But if he doesn't have a woke update, I've got a woke update for you. I think he's already tracking this story. Did you see this? The Biden administration is pushing to remove age limits for kids when it comes to these gender-affirming surgeries. The Biden administration is pushing to remove age limits for chopping body parts off of kids. Absolutely insane. And guess who's behind it? Of course, Admiral Levine, of course. All right, we'll get to your Fox News update here at the top of the hour, and then David Noble in studio, and lots to follow here live from Butte back after this.